Family gathers in a small room in Sri Lanka, a song to mark the passing of two children whose lives were snuffed out by terrorists on Easter Sunday. At least 290 people were killed and 500 injured in the first major attack on the Indian Ocean island since the end of a civil war 10 years ago. Sri Lankan officials are now admitting that they failed to heed warnings from intelligence agencies about the threat of an attack by a domestic radical Muslim group. This is Health Minister Rajitha Senaratne.
International intelligence agencies have informed on the 4th of April that there is such an incident will take place in this country. There will be suicide bombers will attack the various places. So on the and in those detailed reports, they have said that the targets are the Christian and Catholic churches and also the tourist destinations.
The coordinated bombings were carried out by seven suicide bombers from a Sri Lankan militant group named Taufik Jamaath. It was not immediately clear what action, if any, was taken in response to these warnings. The United States on Monday ended its sanctions waivers for five countries importing Iranian oil, hoping to get new pressure on Tehran to curb its military aggression in the Mideast by cutting off its main source of national revenue. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
We will continue to enforce sanctions and monitor compliance. Any nation or entity interacting with Iran should do its diligence and err on the side of caution. The risks are simply not going to be worth the benefits.
The White House announced that President Trump had decided to end the waivers for three allies, Japan, South Korea, and Turkey, as well as China and India. Three other countries, Italy, Greece, and Taiwan, had already acceded to U.S. demands. This is VOA News. 41-year-old comedian Volodymyr Zelensky won Ukraine's presidential